Cluny Macpherson's Salute. Now, the way you'll hear this probably played will be straight off the book, reflecting the time values in the Peabody Society volume of that year. The thing you've got to remember is that the editorial habits of Archibald Campbell, the Peabody Society's main editor, was to turn everybody else's quavers into crotchets, giving a very leaden, heavy, unrhythmical, unidiomatic product. So what you will almost certainly hear plodding around the boards is something like, now please note this has got health warnings on it, this is what you're supposed not to do. Hey, Herren, heal your bedri. Hey, Herren, heal your yo. Sorry, that was too fast. Heal yo, aho. Hey, Herren, I don't know what came over me there. Hey, Herren, heal your hibri. Hey, Herren, heal your obo, heal your hum, heal your ibri, heal your, and so on and so forth. Of course, this is exactly how not to do it. It's pedestrian, it's laborious, it's unmusical. And only if you had managed to persuade yourself that the more or the less Peabody resembled any other kind of music you had ever heard, the more it became itself, which of course is an entirely wrong assumption, then only then could you find that pleasing. We've set for you this year, in the Set Tunes series, the setting by Angus MacKay, which is the one, as I recollect, that Archibald Campbell says he's using, but subjects to a number of indignities, including silent changes to the different time signatures used by MacKay, silently removing MacKay's instructions to repeat the ground in various places, and a fairly wholesale transformation of crotchets, quavers into crotchets, with corresponding thickening, deadening, squaring up of rhythm and idiom. If you play MacKay, you'll want to note his Eilleadh, which is his standard workhorse. He has a number, but he tends to use the one you see at the beginning of the score, with a rhythmical characteristic MacKay, rhythmical footprint. Chun-nun-nun, chun-nun-nun, he-chun-nun-nun, okay, struck distinctly. So that, I reckon MacKay would probably go somewhat like this. He-chun-nun-nun, heal your dree, heal-chun-nun-nun, heal your vo, heal-chun-nun-nun, heal your dree. Heal yon, heal your vo, heal yon to, I ho bri, heal yon to, and to vo. Hey yon, heal your bri, heal yon, heal your vo, heal yon to, and to vo. Hey yon, heal your vai, heal yon to, heal your dri, yon to, and to vo. Hey yon, heal your dri, heal yon, heal your vo. Heal yon to, heal your dri, heal yon to, and to vo. Now, if I wanted to kick this around a bit, and I might want to, we could play a down-pointed Eilleadh with it, or we could try, see what that sounded like, because, as you'll remember, there are basically two, there are many different ways of doing, timing the movement, but the two basic workhorses are the staccato footprint of MacKay, he-nun-nun, and the more common one which accents the initial A, and you can see reflected in such tunes, and the variations which follow. Which I'll begin on A. A is the important note, not E. And we could try it and see if it gave us in any way a pleasing effect. What we'll gain, what we'll lost by doing it. Let's have a go. Heel tion nun, heel yo bray and tokeran dial yo ravo. How about running that figure down? Heel tion nun, heel yaravo. What could? Heel tion nun, heel yo dreel tion nun, heel yo ravo, I'll yon to. Hail yo brai hai yon to an to rava. See, I'm not hanging on my low A in that bar. Hi yon to. I'm coming smoothly up to E. Maybe just a shady ahead of the accent. Hail yon to an to rava. Just a fraction. It's very, 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 very small. Eight hundred, heal your bray, eight hundred, heal your of them, heal yon to and to of all, I'll heal your of all, heal yon to, I ho bray, heal yon to and to of them. So on. That might be pleasing enough. Mackay follows this up with a thumb variation, in which the tempo should be raised ever so slightly. There's no great problem in bridging between this and the movement next door that I can see, so we'll come off the third line of the ground. Hey, chanandan, heal your tree, I tamand, I heal your hum. Hey, chanandan, heal your tree. I'm too high up. Let's go down a bit. Hey, chanambam, heal your ho. Heal yon to, heal your tree, I urify and to ho. The problem with the singing method of instruction in your center is ambushed by thumb variation. Hey, ta-da-no, heel yo dree, ay, ha-na-na-na, heel yo ravai, heel yon to, an to ravo. Hey, ta-da-na, heel yo ravo, heel yon to, heel yo brai, ay, to hai, an to ravo. So it's a fine swinging rhythm. Thing is a salute. And should not be played like a dirge. I heal your Adam. Now we come to the show. Presents really no problems, except, well, no conceptual problems. You need to watch your transition. Let's imagine line 3, thumb variation. Heal yon to, heal yo dree, I yu hai and or yo. Hum da dun da do ro vi han na 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 no ro ho ro hum da van na no ro hi ro han na 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 no ro ho. And so on. Now, there are various points to watch in this kind of show. And the first is, don't play it too slowly. Hyun nun hun nun ho hun he hun hun nun hun ho and so on. So that even the performer has difficulty staying awake. Secondly, don't play it in too square a fashion. I don't give too much duration to the semi quavers. Hyun nun nun o ro vi ro hun nun nun o ro vo, i.e. not. Hyun nun ho hun he hun hun nun hun nun ho hun han. Cut it. Cut the. Hang on to the dotted notes. Cut the others. Hyun nun o ro vi ro hun nun nun o ro vo. Equally, do not make it too jerky. The thing has a marvellous legato feel when played correctly, and it is a matter of some nicety. So, not too square, not too jerky, not too slow. Expect it to sound like the Three Bears, the same. Who's been sleeping in my porridge? However, we digress. Like, so that we should be flowing through lots of lovely sense of line here. Here we are. Line one again, we'll sing it through. Now, the intention here is to suggest that the very slight application of rubato here to show the phrasing would tell very pleasantly in such movements. Namely, you mustn't play it through as if it were, I don't know the musical equivalent of a steamroller. As if there were no sense of internal structure at all. Show your phrasing. That's one. Now, how are we managing to show this? I would suggest to you by the subtlest and just faintest use of rubato, because if you overdo this, then the line has a tendency to fall into musically separate chunks. If you overdo it, then you end up with something like and you break up the sweet sense of onward impulse, which is the strength of such movements. So, a slight accelerando into it, slight retardando at the end, but it is so phantasmagorically slight. But again, it takes great art to do it, probably. It isn't obtrusive, but by God, it's wonderful when it works and not when it doesn't. So, show your phrases ever so gently. Within that overall overriding trajectory of onward flow. Our next little problem, although there's a very little one here, is a step up from the shoal singling to the doubling. Now, you've got to watch the timing of your first shoal, because you don't want to end up committing yourself to tempo that's going to be daft by the time you reach the doubling, because you've got to step it up slightly in the doubling. So I would suggest you somewhat less, halfway through line three, shoal singling. See, I've got a slight rallentando there. I'm leaning into my phrase, just as pushing my shoulder against a slightly stiff but yielding opening door, and I'm going to step into a room. So the slightly onward push, and a slightly backward pull, and the push pull so subtly. Okay, and that's your doubling. Which brings us, in the course of nature, to the total singling. There isn't a doubling in this, a total singling and a cruel doubling. At this point, Mackay repeats the ground, as I recollect. Hang on, I'll check. Aye, he does. So that you would have the problem of decelerating at the end of your shoal doubling and back into a tempo that's suitable to step seamlessly over into the ground. Maybe somewhat thus. As you were. How long those lines? You come out at the end of your repeat of your ground. Hail yon to hail yo brandai yo hai han tor ho yandrandr no brampai brandandr nandr ne brampo brandan brandan brando brandi brandan brandandr ne brandan brando brandan brando brandi brando brandandr ne brando. Exactly the same principles we've seen elsewhere apply here as well. A slight accelerando into the phrase, that kind of leaning, as it were, against that yielding opening door, a slight pull back towards the phrase end, but it is so very, 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 very slight. And so on through the tourla. Doubling, at which point, as I recollect. Now, wait a minute, hang on, I've got myself in a tangle here. Of course, Mackay doesn't repeat the ground after the end of his show. It's doubling. Foolish, foolish man, it's getting late. But he will do it here, and I would recommend doing so. Coming off the end of the tour, doubling, singling rather. Etc., etc. From there you step, with the usual manner, into your crula. Coming off the end of line 3 ground, heal you, why, heal your brand. Hill you high and tor hum hum debri yod bri ay debrum hum debri hum debri ha debrum po debrum kai brum ha brum to bri ay brum tum bri tum debri ay brum tai brum to debrum tan debri yod debri ay debrum ho debri hai debrum hai debrum po debri. And so on and so forth. Ground comes in again at the end, using the usual method. You get the rallentando in the end of your third line, your crula, and just step sweetly, smoothly back into the ground again. Oh, brum pa, brum po, bri ay, brum po, brum pai, brum dai, brum to, bri ay, tanan. Hail Yodri, Hail Torvo. And Bob is your uncle. As they say, Bob is your uncle.